Okay, we're on the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph. Omar Mar, Mela Shomad Be'eshun V'tisha Badar, Kivin Shigia Echad Benisan Also Lo Shona. Melech that started raining on the 29th day of Adar. The next day, on the first day of Nisan, he already has one full year considered, and from Nisan on is counted his second year. The Tori Evan points out later on we have a sheet that holds that 30 days in a year, you need 30 days to be considered a year. According to that sheet, you would need this wouldn't be true. You need 30 days for the Melech to be considered a full year. But this Mandiomer holds one day in the year is considered a year. Samara says, Hakamash Malan, the Nisan Rosh Hashanah Malachim, the Yom Echad B'Shana Chashuv Shana. This Mandiomer, we see from here that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Malki Israel, and also that one day in the year is considered a year. The Imlo Omad Ela Be'echad B'Nisan, but if he didn't start his reign only on the first day of Nisan, then ain monim lo shana shiagia nisan acher. Then he doesn't complete his year till the full year goes by and the next Nisan comes. Versus Pshita, that's obvious. We learned that from the first case. Lo tzricha di imnu alei mi adar. The chiddush of this part of the braisa is that they already decided to make him reign to establish his kingdom in Adar, but they didn't have a chance yet to actually put it into practice. So mal de seima, nimnu le tartin shnin, I might think that even though he only actually started reigning on the first day of Nisan, we should count that already as his second year, since they already prepared his reign in Adar. Kamash malah, no, it depends when he actually started reigning. Rashi. Also lo shona, kolomer kol shelo shona, so the first year is over, umeyat amorin lo shona shniya. And from Nisan on, we start counting a second year. My Kamash Malan goes senior, and El Kamash Malan, Nisan, Rosh Hashanah Malachim. Here the Gemara doesn't ask, what's the Chiddush, because we didn't say anything yet. So the Chiddush is that the Rosh Hashanah for Malachim is Nisan, and that one day in the year is considered a year. The Imnu Alei, the Gemara says the second case, tells me another Chiddush. Nimnu V'gomru Hasorim Menoso. They already made up their minds to give him the kingdom in Adar, but they didn't actually carry it out till the first day of Nisan. I might think you start counting his years already from Adar, and this is already the second year, Kamash Malan. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. And this Braisa is right next to the other Braisa, and therefore we're going to consider them like all one Hemshech, all one thing. Meis ba'adar va'omad acher tachto ba'adar. If the first king died in Adar, and they already appointed another king in Adar. So both of them ruled in that Adar. So monin shonu lezeh lezeh. Then you have your choice. You can count the year, Rashi says, according to either of them. Some Achronim want to say that you have to count it according to both of them. You have to mention both of them. But Rashi says, we'll see, that you count it according to either one. Either it's the last year of the first king or the first year of the second king. Meis b'nisan, v'omer acher tachto b'nisan. If he died in Nisan, and somebody else became a king that same Nisan, monim shon lezeh lezeh. The same thing. You count that year for both of them. So last year of the first king, the first year of the second king. Meis ba'adar, v'omer acher tachto b'nisan. If he died in Adar, and the other king was not appointed till Nisan, monim rishon l'rishon rishniya l'sheni. So the previous year of Adar counts for the last king, and the new year counts for the new king. We're just going to discuss what the chiddush of all of this is. Omar Mar, another Bryce. Meis ba'adar va'omer acher tachto ba'adar. So now we're going back over what we said before. So if he died, the first king died in Adar, and the second king was appointed already in Adar. So you count that year according to either of them. Either it's the last year of the first king or the first year of the second king. Monim shon lezeh lezeh pshita. It's pashit. What would I think differently? Mao de seima shasa lebei trei lo manin and kamashmon. You don't count one year for two different kings. And either you would make it only for the last king or only for the new king. Kamashmon, you could use either king. Let's see Rashi till here. Lezeh lezeh, habo lichtov shtar ba'adar la'achar sha'omer ha'sheni, Imratza lichto bishtar bishnas ploni lemelech shemeis koseit. Imratza koseit bishon l'rishon lemelech ploni shomar. If you want to write a shtar, you have a choice. You can either date the shtar according to the last year of the first king or the first year of the second king. Meis benison v'omer achar tachto benison v'hu adinim omed be'echad mikolach hadoshim sha'ad nison abo. Right? The first king died in Nisan. Same thing would go if the next king became a king any time till the next Nisan. They share a year. V'rotzo limnos b'chol ashtaro sh'yichtevu mish'omad ha'sheni l'minyin sh'nos ha'rishon momen. V'rotzo kosev b'shon ha'rishon l'melech sh'omad. Here again, you have a choice. You can either count it to the last year of the first king or the first year of the second king. U'shni l'sheni ha'bo lichtov mish'omad ze lo yimnish sh'on ha'shni l'melech sh'meis. Shane son is Zusolo. Below Yimnis Harishona Lishani Likro Shona Shomad Boshnia, Elishnia Zu Rishona Lishani. But if the first one died in Adar and the second one didn't become a Melech till Nisan, then each year is exclusive to that king. Shosala Beitrelo Moni, what's the Chiddush of the first case? Right? I might think you don't count 1 year for two different kings. Mishenichnus bohamela shemeis afilu yom echad lo yichtevu kol shana zu b'shtar l'minyin melech ha'omeid ela melech ha'meis. Once you already counted it for a ruling king, even though he died in that year, another king became king in that same year, you only counted for the king that died. The Rishalmi says in the following case, if you had a king that died in Adar, and another king was appointed in Adar, but he never made it to Nisan, right, which some of the Malachim didn't reign too long. So, what's it called? Then you don't count it for the second king, Bechlau. Then, Tak, you only count for the first king. The other king made it till Nisan, so he has a second year, you can count that as the first year. Okay. Meis b'Nisan, v'omar achar tachto b'Nisan. Monim shona l'zeh u'l'zeh. If the first king died in Nisan, and the other one was appointed in Nisan, or in any other month, till the next Nisan. So you count that year for both of them. Pshita. You can't say over here that the Chiddush is that you count 1 year for two kings, because we already had that Chiddush. Right? Ma'od the same. Ki amrina yomecha b'shona choshim shona b'sof shona. Ava b'tchila shona lo. Amrina kamashla. I might think you only say 1 day in a year is considered like a year at the end of the year. Right? So if the king became a king at the end of the year, that was the beginning of his malchus, then that counts as a year. But over here, if he became king in the beginning of a year for 1 day, his end of his malchus was 1 day into the coming year. Maybe that's not considered a full year for him. Kamash Malon, even that's considered a full year. Meish, obviously Rashi, Besov Shana, Kigal Melech HaOmid Va'adar, Kol Solo Shana Kishiyatz Adar. Right? This end of the year means that a king started reigning in the end of Adar, 1 day even. That year is considered a year, because that's the beginning of his reign, the end of the year. V'choshev lo yom shebesof shana zuk shana shleima li yoshana haba nikri shana shniya. Aval yom echad etchila shana, lo yashul lo yom echad shana. But in if a king died in the beginning, 1 day into the year, maybe that doesn't count as a full year. V'lo yichtu v'shtar b'shana zu l'shmo mishameis. Meis ba'adar v'omer achar tachta v'nisan. The first king died in Adar, and the second king was not appointed till Nisan. Then you count the previous year for the first king, and the new year for the second king. Moni Mishonu, Rishonu Shnil Sheni, Pshita, what's the Chiddush? Lo Tzricha De'imnu Alei Mi'Adar, U'melech Ben Melechu. The Chiddush over here is, not only did they decide to make him reign in Adar, the second king, but he's also Melech Ben Melech, who doesn't really need an appointment, because the Malchus is Yerusha. Right? Mao the same, and Nimnu Le Tartin Shnin. I might think that you already start his reign from Adar, which is a bigger Chiddush than the first Chiddush we had, the first Brisa, because the first Brisa is just where they decided to make him king, but he wasn't a king's son. Here he's both a king's son, and they decided to make him the king, and the kingship is the Yerusha. Kamash Malon, even so, we don't start his reign till he actually started reigning. Melech ben Melechu, de'imishum de'imnu alei lo itzrich lashminin. Just to tell me the Chiddush that they decided to appoint him in Adar, that we don't count that as his first year. We already learned that. The Shamin Lemiresha. We heard that from the Resha. And Tosus points out, even though these brises may not be one brisa, they were said together, and the first one is considered the ratio of the second one.
So what is his actual inauguration? If he doesn't need it to be appointed, and his father died. So
right, well, no, when he actually started sitting on the throne, whatever, and functioning as a king. He didn't function yet as a king. Right? Since he had both, they both decided to make him reign, and he was a king's son. Kamash Malan, no, the time of Shodavar, the Fisha Malchus Yerushahi. The reason why a king's son, I might think, doesn't need Bichlal to be appointed is because the Malchus is Yerusha. He and his children. You see, the Malchus goes with Yerusha. Still, you don't count his year till he actually reigns. Okay, Om Rabbi Yochanan. How do we know from Psukim that the Rosh Hashanah of Malachim is from Nisan? Now, that doesn't mean that you have to write in a star like that. The Rabbanan, Rashi says before, were koveya this idea of Rosh Hashanah l'malachim l'gabi shtaros. But from the psukim, enochanami, the year of a king started in Nisan. Whether or not we would make that the same dating process in a shtar, that's a rabbinic thing. But the fact is that from the Nevi'im, we see that malachim started their reign, counted their reign from Nisan. Shenemar, v'yihi b'shmonim shona v'arba me'o shona l'seish b'nei so me'eretz Mitzrayim. The 480th year after Yitzias Mitzrayim, in the fourth year of Shlomo HaMelech's reign, Bechodesh Ziv, in the month of Ziv, which Pashtus is Iyar, okay, Hu HaChodesh HaSheni, which is the second month, okay, and Rashi, this is the way Rashi learns, that it's going with the Chodesh HaShon, the second month in the order of months, which is Iyar. L'melech Shlomo al Yisrael, right, and all of this is to the dating of Shlomo HaMelech's rule over Yisrael. So it's as if it would say, B'shona HaRavish LeMelech Shlomo al Yisrael, the fourth year of Shlomo's reign. Makish Malchus Shlomo Yisrael, the Pasuk compares Shlomo HaMelech's reign to Yitzias Mitzrayim, because it puts the two dates together. The 480th year from Yitzias Mitzrayim, the fourth year of Shlomo's reign. So it compares them. Ma Yitzias Mitzrayim minisan, af Malchus Shlomo minisan. Just like Yitzias Mitzrayim, we count the years from Nisan, so too, Shlomo HaMelech's reign, you count from Nisan. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Gufa Menolan de Minisan Maninan, how do you know that they counted Yitzias Mitzrayim from Nisan? Maybe they counted from Tishrei. Maybe the years of Yitzias Mitzrayim were not counted, like the 40 years in the desert were not counted from Nisan, they were counted from Tishrei. Once the first Tishrei came, it was the second year from Yitzias Mitzrayim, not waiting till the next Nisan, like normal, that you count the years from Bria Sa'olam, from Tishrei, even though you count the months from Nisan, maybe the years of Yitzias Mitzrayim were counted from Tishrei and not Nisan, even though the months were counted from Nisan. Dilma v'Tishrei maninan, where it says, Los Loka Daitach. No, the calculation of the years from Yitzias Mitzrayim was calculated according to Nisan. Dechsiv, Vayal Aaron HaKohen al Horahar, al Pi Hashem, Vayom HaShom Bishnas HaArboim, L'tzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim, V'chodesh HaChamishi Be'echad L'chodesh. It says Aaron HaKohen died on Rosh Chodesh Av of the 40th year when they left Mitzrayim. Uksiv, and after that it says, Vayihi Be'arboim Shona, V'ashtei Asar Chodesh, Be'echad L'chodesh, right, on the 11th month in Shvat. Okay, on the first day of Shvat, in the 40th year, meaning the same year. The years didn't change. Diber Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu began to explain the Torah that was Sefer Dvorim. Okay? Midikoi ba'av, the Kori Lishtanas Arboim. Since Aaron died in Av, and it calls it the 40th year, the Koi b'Shvat, the Kori Lishtanas Arboim, and the next Shvat is still called the 40th year, that means the years didn't change in Tishrei, because the Tishrei passed it by. So it should have said the 41st year from what's it called Yitzias Mitzrayim, if Tishrei would have been the line of demarcation. It's obvious that Nisan is, and therefore another Nisan didn't pass by. It all was in the same year. Michlau the Rosh Hashanah, lav Tishrei. Therefore, the Rosh Hashanah is not Tishrei. Right?
That's only if you say it's Shvat. But if it's the 11th month, counting from Tishrei.
So no. Months for sure, we know, are counted from Nisan. That's no Shai. Months are from Nisan. That's it. Chodesh is Elochem. The shaila is only when the year changes. Okay. The only thing is we come out of mud in the thing then. Then we come out that we're in the midbar 41 years. If you hold that, if that will be a possibility. How could that be? We know that we're in the midbar 40 years. It says, many psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu would have died at 121, not at 120. So they say, no, the calculation of the years in the midbar is not talking about calendar years. It's talking about the actual amount of years from day to day that were there, only 40 years. Even though on the calendar, it was the 41st year. Same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years, right, according to his birth. Even though calendar-wise, it was the 121st year. But it was the 120th year of his life, right, even though the calendar year changed. That's the Havamina. Okay. Rashi. Let's see Rashi till here. Makish. No. V'chodesh Ziv. Hu ayir. Rashi says Ziv is ear. Kin v'forish kra. Hu achodesh hasheni. It says the second year. Second month. V'armin l'kamon. Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'seder minyan chadashim. That we know for sure. That Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for chadashim. The order of months follows Nisan. That's clear. Tosus learns that Ziv is Nisan. Depends on the Gemara later on. Because it says it's called Ziv, Shenoldu bo Zivasne Olam. The lights of the world, which is the Avos. And they were born in Nisan. So Rashi learns that they were already born by the time Eir came. In other words, but Ziv is Eir. Tosa says Ziv is Nisan. So why does it say Bechodesh Hasheni? Because it's the second month of what's it called, of... not the second month of the year, the second month of Shlomo's reign. Okay. Okay, Lamela Shlomo al Yisrael, Ashon the Revius Koi. This Lamela Shlomo al Yisrael is going on the fourth year of Shlomo's reign. Umikra Mesura, so the Pasuk is really inverted. Bishon the Revius, Lamela Shlomo al Yisrael, Bechodesh Ziv, Hua Chodesh Hasheni. That's how it really should read. Hachina Miksiv Kroachrin, or the Kamon. They find other psukim written the same thing where it describes what it's talking about after it says the date. It compares Malchus Shlomo to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Minyan Hashanim Shemonim La Maschilim in Nisan, Af Malchus Shlomo in Nisan. Just like Yetzias Mitzrayim, the years of Yetzias Mitzrayim were counted from Nisan, so too the years of Shlomo HaMelech's reign were counted from Nisan. So Mar says, Ema mi Tishrei? No, maybe the years were counted even by Yetzias Mitzrayim from Tishrei. So the months were counted from Nisan. How do you know the years didn't change by Tishrei? Afal pi sheyotzu b'Nisan, mishigia Tishrei, kara lo shama shniyah. How do you know that when they left Mitzrayim and Nisan, the second year didn't start when Tishrei came, just like the years of Brias HaOlam start in Tishrei? Fisha Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Shonim, Hanim Nim L'Brias HaOlam. V'u'adin L'Tzias, maybe, because the same thing applies to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, Vayihi, so it comes out an interesting thing. Shlomo HaMelech started reigning, according to this, in Nisan. Yet we know David HaMelech died on Shavuos. So why the big change? If he started reigning in the Nisan after Shavuos, why it's almost a year? And if he started reigning the Nisan before, his father was still alive. Say Nechanami. The Metzudas David says that David HaMelech already put Shlomo in his place during his lifetime. And it's Mashon the Psukim like that. So he started reigning in Nisan even though David didn't die until Shavuos. And the Kilos Yaakov says, Stipler says, that Shlomo HaMelech waited 3 regalim. Says you don't get married for 3 regalim of an avelis. He didn't start his reign for 3 regalim till after his father died. So it was Shavuos, and then Sukkos, and then what's it called, Pesach, that's when he began to reign. No, so we assume that, we'll see, that since Shlomo HaMelech was like that, right, that all the Melachim followed suit. Once we have one melech that we know is like that, so there's no reason to assume that that wasn't the rule for all of them. What? We didn't have any psukim by David. It could be reigned like that, but we don't have any psukim. Here we have a psukim of Sefer Feresh, that for other reasons. Psukim aren't telling us when he started reigning for this purpose, but we can learn it from there. Vayhi barboim shana hoel Moshe be'eres haTorah michlau de tishvei la Rosh Hashanah. Since in Shvat it was still the 40th year, and in Av it was the 40th year, it can't be that Tishrei changed the year because a Tishrei passed by and it was still the 40th year. To eat Tishrei Rosh Hashanah, who havi le b'Shvat shnas mem aleph, Shvat would have been the 41st year. So Mara says no. Umimai, ella what's it called? Bishlam ahayich meforish d'itzias Mitzrayim. Right, first one it says b'feirish that was d'itzias Mitzrayim. Ella hay this one by the first case by Av. It says l'itzias Mitzrayim. Right, b'shnasu arboim l'itzias Mitzrayim. But by Moshe Rabbeinu in Shvat, it doesn't say it was d'itzias Mitzrayim. It says b'shnasu arboim. Maybe that 40 years is not from Yetzias Mitzrayim, but from Hakamas HaMishkan. So it really was the 41st year from Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the 40th year from the time they built the Mishkan. Right? Elahai, Mimaydi, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Dilma Hakamas HaMishkan. Kedomra Papa, Shnas Esrim, Likzereshov. Hachinami, Shnas Arboim, Likzereshov. Just like later on, Rapapa is going to say that since it said Esrim Shana, and they're talking about the same calculation, so to over here, it's used, Arboim Shana didn't change the calculation in between. If this Arboim Shana is the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Arboim Shana by Moshe in Devarim is also the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mari says, Mimai the Maisa the Av Kodim. Maybe Aaron died after Moshe started explaining the Torah. Maybe the Maisa of Shvat preceded the Maisa of Av. So Shvat was the 40th year. And then later on in Av, before Tishrei came, was the 40th year when Aaron died. So Aaron died after Moshe Rabbeinu started explaining the Torah. Dilma Maisa d'Shvat Kodim. Moshe says, Lo Sokadaitach. D'chsiv acharei hakosu v'sichon, v'chinoch nafshi, d'Aaron akati avistichon kayim. Right? It says that Moshe did this after he conquered Sichon. And when Aaron died, Sichon was still around. So Aaron died before Sefer Dvarim, right, not after. You know, even though Ein Mukta Mukhra B'Torah, it's possible that the Torah wrote Aaron's death earlier, even though it happened later, it's impossible. Because it says, Mefarish, that Moshe didn't say Eilah HaDvarim until after Sichon was conquered, and we know that Aaron died, which we'll see tomorrow, before Sichon was conquered. Dilma Lakomas HaMishkan Shoya B'Shon HaShenis, which is the second year, meaning this would be the 41st year, but it was called the 40th year because we're counting now from Hakamas HaMishkan. Kedomar Rava, Rav Papa Lekamei, Shnas Eshrim, Shnas Eshrim, Zereshover, Rav Papa Kulu Shnas, Sheva Pasuk, Detzrichi, Lilmol, Zemizek, Kulu Gomer Lahu, Rav Papa Mirabo, Lilmol, Sosum, and Amafurish, Al Yedei Din, Zereshover. Rav Papa said that if we don't know what the calculation is, the Torah uses the same terminology, it's probably to the same calculation. Mora says, no, Dilma Maisa Shivat Kodim, Anichanami, maybe Shvat and Av are the same year, but not that Av came first and then Shvat is after Tishrei. But Shvat came first and Av is still a Tishrei didn't pass, so the same year. Uvetishrei shilafon of nichnas oshnas arboy. In the previous Tishrei, the 40th year came. So Moshe says you can't say that. Because the mice of Av, in other words, Aaron's death, could not have been after the mice of Shvat, because Moshe said already Sichon had been killed, and when Aaron died, Sichon was still around. Achrei akosu Sichon, the Emperor of Mishnah Torah, that's what it says in Eilat Dvarim. Achrei akosu Sichon melech Emori. So that means that Shvat had to come after Aaron died, after Av. There was already a Tishrei between, and the year didn't change, so Tishrei is obviously not the Rosh Hashanah.